What did you think about the sad news?
Yeah, it's definitely sad. I think everyone knew it was coming. You know, I think he'll kind of be remembered. Everyone will have their own memories of Gord Downie and the hip, and I got quite a few good ones, so, you know, I'll always remember them fondly, and definitely listened to him a lot on the ride to the rink this morning.
Any memories stand out to you?
Probably my first time and last time seeing him. First time I was in junior, I was pretty young, and was in Barrie, it's front row, so it was a pretty good time, and saw him on their kind of their farewell tour in Hamilton, which was my favorite concert. Just an awesome atmosphere, and it's pretty emotional. And of course, I watched the last concert in Kingston on TV back home. So, I think he's gonna be missed.
Why do you think he connected so well with so many? It's in particularly in the hockey community.
Well, everyone knows he's a hockey fan, and I just remember playing World Juniors, and I think it was them, the Tragically Hip and the Trailer Park Boys sent us a video wishing us good luck and stuff, and I heard they did that just about every year, so they were, they were big hockey fans, and, they were kind of the definition of being Canadian. I think everyone in Canada knows who the Hip are, and Gord Downie, and definitely play it a lot in the summer near the cottage and the pool.
What were your favorite songs?
I knew I'd be asked that. There'd be, too many. I like some of their slower stuff, Bob Cage and Wee Kings, and, I like Head by Century. I don't know. I could name about 15, 20 right now.
Never met him, ever meet him?
I met him just very briefly before that concert in Barrie, and I wish I could go back because I would soak it up a bit more than I did.
So maybe shifting gears to the hockey side, second periods have been a bit of a struggle for you guys, especially in your losses. Anything stand out so far?
I think it's just that mentality of keeping your focus for a full 60. We know we can get to that level when we're playing at that level. It's, there's a lot of good things, and we know we can play against any team. It's just a matter of putting that all together, that full 60 minutes, and it's not an easy thing to do, but the good teams do it, and we're still trying to find a way.
Jack, about how this team has played better defensively in the previous three games, do you feel a little bit for Steve at all, that getting back in there?
Yeah, that game could have been a lot uglier yesterday. It wasn't a good game for our team, and he had three or four highlight reel saves, so they could have had quite a bit more. It's tough. You don't play a good game and you kind of hang a goalie up to dry a bit like that, and we didn't do him any favors, and next time he's in net for us, I think we owe him a bit.
Thanks.